Anyway, thus
Thank you.
refreshed, we have to whip back up the age range to the sixth form, and for once, something rather original and exciting in the lives of the exam factory victims at that age. At Farnborough Sixth Form College, one of the country's biggest and most successful, they have been experimenting with and piloting the idea of extended projects, 5,000 words long, proper bits of research, which, and this is important, combine two of the students' A-level subjects. I think 70 of them did it and have been presented with handsomely bound copies of their work by Sir Mike Tomlinson, who you remember is the former Chief Inspector of Schools, who recommended something like this in 04 in his rather rapidly shelved report on 1419 education. With me in the studio is John Guy, Principal of Farnborough Sixth Form College. Now, this wasn't something which they could get grades or marks for, was it? Was it difficult to find 70 volunteers?
Well, no, not at all. In fact, we didn't know how the students would respond when we first invited them to do it, and we were astonished by the number who indicated that they would like to. The grading issue is an important one, really. I mean, it's not that it couldn't have been graded. It's that we wanted the students to feel proud of the work that they'd done, the artefact, the dissertation, but the knowledge, the learning that they'd undertaken. And we didn't want students to be saying, well, I got a distinction, what did you get? So all of the students who undertook the extended project, I think, have really found great value in study for study itself.
And they were combining two of their subjects, weren't they? This was one of the conditions, was that they actually, it had to be about not just one of their A-level subjects, but two of them, kind of a space between.
Well, indeed. I mean, the difficulty with defining a subject is that it tends to be that there's a specification which defines a bubble. And inside that bubble, so to speak, is the knowledge, skills and understanding that the youngsters need to develop. But actually, the subject extends well beyond the bubble. And indeed, some of the bubbles begin to overlap. And what we wanted to do in encouraging youngsters to see learning, not just in terms of four or five subjects, but in terms of a body of knowledge, we asked them to excavate the area between their bubbles and do some original work.
Well, let's hear some examples. Stay with us, as Sarah Parker's been to Farnborough to talk to some of the students who did it.
Well, I'm holding my extended project, which is a bound dissertation in a very nice red cover with gold writing. The title I chose was Lost in Translation, an analysis of the accuracy and communication of meaning and message of Lorca's rural tragedies across the language and cultural divide.
I was studying how the mathematics of Newton and Einstein shaped society's perceptions of the physical world. It really joined together the physics and the maths, because I'm going to do engineering as a degree.
It's terrific. It is a real book. And that's really heartening, because you don't get that in education. It's even though you really do, you write essays all the time, but at no point is that sort of really held up on a plinth and said, this is a great project.
Last year I was studying for my ASs, and I thought, as part of drama and Spanish, I'd combine the two for my extended project. And I'd been studying about Lorca, the Spanish playwright, in drama. And I wanted to read his works in Spanish as well.
Mine is, Was Black Wednesday Avoidable? It's really recent. And yet it's not covered in history, and we don't look at it in economics.
Plan of research and approach. Introduction. When I thought of Isaac Newton, I thought of a falling apple, Newtonian laws, and a theory that changed how we perceive the physical world today.
I did an extended project on the title, Does Marxism Have a Future in the 21st Century? Writing an extended project was totally different to what you do, kind of coursework-based. Coursework doesn't really challenge you a lot. You only have to kind of select information from kind of stuff you've been kind of spoon-fed, but the extended project, you actually have to research a lot more, and I think that prepares you for a lot more for university.
A lot of it was done research-wise. It was over the summer in the holidays, because it was just reading books. It wasn't anything too stressful. Every person had a teacher mentor, but in general it was an independent piece of work.
Really, it's such an abstract subject that you have to read the books yourself, and once you've read the books, it's sort of up to you. Not many people can sort of help you.
It surprised me how much I did enjoy it, because I was given kind of resources from my mentor on books I never would have even heard of before.
You know, probably if you wanted to cheat at coursework, but the advantage of the extended project is that really and truly, because you get to choose exactly what you want to do, you're the only person that's doing that topic.
It's definitely different from the normal studies that you're doing, because that's quite subscribed, and you know that everyone else is going to know exactly the same as you do by the end of it. But this gave you a lot more freedom to look into something that you're more interested in. find out things which they may not necessarily teach you, but will be of benefit to what you'd like to do in the future.
So why did some people drop out, do you think?
Maybe because they didn't find something they were really interested in enough, or maybe they just didn't have the motivation.
For some subjects, things like chemistry, biology, they've got huge amounts of coursework, and that hits right about the time when the project was due to be in.
There were definitely times when I was writing this that I was wondering, oh, why on earth did I decide to do this? There were quite a few people who did drop out.
It was an extra pressure, but I don't think it had an effect, because I read the books in summer, and it was always in my mind that my coursework came first.
You're still worried about your exams and stuff, because your university place doesn't depend upon your extended project. I can, you know, walk around for the rest of my life going, oh, well, Black Wednesday, but I can't necessarily go, I've got 3 A's, which is what I need to get into university.
I think it was a good thing that we didn't have a grade, just because the topics themselves were quite subjective, and I don't think it would be fair to place particular projects over the others.
Even though we didn't get a grade, we did get good feedback from our mentors and from the AQA board as well, the moderators.
What they wanted was to be able to discuss the subject matter, so that was the key thing. So rather than people saying, oh, how did you do, it's more sort of, what did you do?
Appendix 2, working. L equals a half P V squared S rev C L. It allowed me to take my basic physics knowledge and apply it to something I'm really interested. Definitely, I think once I get to university, I hope, because I plan to study aeronautical engineering there, it should really make a difference.
It has helped me to know that I am definitely interested in languages and literature and things like that. I'd like to be an interpreter for the UN.
It's actually really helped my analytical skills, and coursework this year has, I think I've definitely evolved due to this. It's 5,000 words, so it demands stamina, I think.
Marie-Claire, Rebecca, Nick, Alex, Scott, Natalie and Gemma were talking to Sarah Parker. Very impressive bunch. Their head teacher, John Guy, is still with me. What strikes me there is they've got so much ownership, haven't they, of that they've actually done pieces of research which they've thought up and put together. It shouldn't seem unusual in sixth form education, but it does feel unusual.
It is learning, isn't it? It is education. And the other thing that they said that demanded stamina, it demands resilience as well. And resilience in learning is sort of important. I mean, there were times when they were depressed by wondering how it was going to go, whether they were actually going to see their way through this topic. But it's coming out of the other end, which I think we've now seen as a wonderful educational experience for them.
You're doing a massive favour to their future university tutors, aren't you? Because one of the regular complaints from academics is that kids arrive with 3 A's and they can't really write an essay, not from scratch, not sort of about something.
Yeah, I do think that's a bit over-egged. I think all of our students doing just about any subject will have to do some extensive writing. I mean, nothing quite like this, which is about individual research and evaluation of work which is not within the syllabus.
Do you think that if these do get taken up, this pilot does get taken up, the projects will remain as rigorous as this, these 5,000 word essays, or do you think there's a risk of a certain watering down?
Well, I am anxious about this. I served on the Tomlinson Committee, and when we were discussing the possibility of an extended project there, I mean, among the complaints that we were hearing from the universities was that precisely this, that youngsters could no longer write at length. I mean, employers say this about young graduates.
They take a few digital photos and they sort of paste them into something,
Indeed, but where is this synthesis of information? Where is the evaluation? And that seems to be the thing that was missing. So that's why we as a college, even though QCA was coming up with a pilot, which some of the awarding bodies are now going through, we wanted to grip it ahead of time and say, no, this is what an extended project is or can be. And please don't over-specify it. I mean, there's a suggestion that there's going to be a certain number of guided learning hours associated with it, a bit like the Bologna discussion. And you can't associate guided learning hours with this sort of learning and education. That's not what it's about. It's about doing the work outside of class. It's about it's about owning it, as you said.
John Guy, thank you very much indeed. If you have any comments, email the learning curve at bbc.co.uk or call 0800 044 044. We will be back next week when we'll be considering that fashionable word creativity, what it is and whether by any chance you can teach it. Join us then.